I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
RUPNLP. This is the Premier Non-League Podcast.
Episode 55 of the Premier Non-League Podcast, supported proudly by Tackle This Together. Wow, we've got a full house. Even the part-timers have turned up tonight, haven't we, Gaz?
Yeah, me and you are both here, mate.
Yeah, but I mean, as we were just saying off the air, we can tell how long it is because we've all had updates to do on our computers. You more than anyone, haven't you?
Yeah, mine was coming up last time I recorded with needing to update, and I postponed it, and then the laptop died, and I switched it on, and it's urgent. So.
And what's the moral of the story there, Gareth?
Update your laptop.
Or we could just say, I was thinking we shouldn't be part-time, but that ain't going to happen either, is it? So we've got
I've got a four-month-old baby.
He's going to still be using that excuse when he's 16, stuff like that, when she's 16, isn't he?
Yeah.
I've got a 16-year-old baby now, I can't come.
I've got a 16-year-old, I need to go and kill her boyfriend.
Yeah, God, if we're still going in 16 years, that'd be an achievement, won't it? There probably won't be podcasts. What would it be in the future there? It'd be some sort of VR augmented reality shit when they've got all five of us in the living room. That's quite a scary thought, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when Pete's in on the sofa.
16 years time, I think Trev and Pete will be knocking on...
Heaven's door,
yeah.
We could be asking Chris to be the humanist, couldn't we, for the ceremony? Yeah. There we go. Keep it in the family and all that. anyway, guys, it's good to all be back in the same room. We've got a lot to talk about this week, haven't we? FA Cup, FA Trophy, Gareth's been subject to a few keyboard worries and some interesting conversations on social media. Worthing have had another four goals put past them. Shields, I don't really know. Shields, how are they doing, Chris?
All right. Away form hasn't been great, but we've got a point on Saturday at Brackley after being beaten at Chorley on Tuesday night, a game Shields should have won comfortably, a case of not taking your chances again. So it's just the same old, playing good football, not taking enough chances.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah, still sitting third in the league. If we can sort the away form out, we'll be runaway champions by February.
Oh, here he goes. We're going to start that question again. So, Pete, are you okay there, mate? I look like we're keeping you up.
No, I'm absolutely fine, mate.
I've never seen anyone look so relaxed. If you had the picture, he's sitting laid. Have you got a lazy boy sofa or something? Because it looks like you got your feet kicked out.
No, it's just an L-shaped. It's just an L-shaped sofa.
He's got his feet up. He's looking chilled. So if he drops off at any time, guys, he might be asleep.
I probably will, listening to you, mate.
No, thanks, mate. Here we go. The abuse has started already. You'd be pleased to know you got one more week at least than me before I bugger off again. So Shields with the form, away form.
Yeah, you down. I mean, at home, we've only dropped 2 points at home. I've only conceded one goal at home. So it's just the away form. And really, there's four games now that I can think off the top of my head that we should have won. But didn't, and so yes. But that's football, and it's just continuing to enjoy the National League North ride, as it were. It's a better competition all round than what we were used to for the previous 4 years.
But you know what, Chris? This is what will happen. This is what we sort of said with Worthing at the end of the season. You know, you think of those one or two games that you've dropped points, you could have missed out on the eliminators. You could have had a home tie in the semi-final if you get to the playoffs. It's always, and it just doesn't matter for any football supporting fan. You always look back on those matches. We should have got a point there. We shouldn't have let it drip. You know, we lost to Yeovil, wasn't it, Pete? 98th minute winner they got.
Yeah.
Frustrating, because I think a draw was a fair result with that. I don't think we played particularly well. We weren't bad, but I think a draw against Yeovil would have been good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pete, yeah, no?
No, we definitely deserved
So he's
point.
Watching TV, isn't he?
No, No, we definitely deserved a point in that game. Yeah, we sort of covered this last week. I thought, we played well.
We haven't recorded since Yeovil. Yeovil was Saturday's gone.
Oh, it was, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then we Saturday gone, and then we had the FA Cup this Saturday. We had the league against Bath. We had the league against Yeovil after the recording, then Bath. So we've had 2 weeks since. So yeah. Wakey. He's too relaxed on the sofa, isn't he, chaps? But we also had another four goals put past us away from home, which, to be fair, and as much as I sort of said to Pete, you never see the bad side in the club. It's been pretty poor form away until Saturday, wasn't it? For the last three away games in the league, we 12 goals past us four at a time. It was pretty concerning, and you know, rightly so. I think the fans were very frustrated, and there was no booing, which we shouldn't have been, but there was criticism, you know, which I think was right, because, you know, you go to Hampton and Richmond Borough and they charge you 19 quid to get in, and you watch absolute dross when you're seeing your team, you know, every pint was 6.50, food was all minimum 6 quid. So you're looking at sort of getting towards EFL levels now.
London prices.
Pete didn't have to pay that because he's freebie. Pete, he gets it for free because he does his commentary. So he didn't have to worry about that 19 quid. But you've got to say, Pete, it's a pretty poor show the last three until Saturday.
Last three away games. Well, Saturday.
Well, Saturday, Bath, we won. Sorry, but that's last, a different story. But the last three
last
away.
Last Tuesday. Yeah, last Tuesday at Hampton, it was 0-0 half time. And we played well the first half. Second half, just lost our shape and our discipline and. Yeah, don't know what happened, but it wasn't great second half.
No, I think it's the first time in quite a few years that the players have really had to receive any form of criticism, because we've been on such an upward trajectory for the past five seasons. And Chris, I don't know if I put it in the group, and Trevor, I know you probably were aware of it, but a couple of players were mouthing off back at the fans, and I was in the fan section. No one said anything. We were just saying it's not good enough. Now, where does your stance feel on this? Because there was no abuse, but quite rightly so. And there was generally no abuse, because all the other fans were told to shut up if they're abusing them. But we're literally just saying, not good enough, chaps. They came over to clap, and we're just shaking hands going, not good enough. A couple of players got quite salty, and I appreciate it's the passion behind them. But where do we stand with this? Do you think they should be gobbing off back to the fans when, you know, as I said, three away games in a row in the league, 12 goals put past us, one scored, a lot of money. It wasn't round the corner trips. It was Braintree, Maidstone and Hampton. They're not just round the corner sides. What are your guys' opinions on that? Chris, starting with you.
As long as it's constructive and not personal, I think both sides are entitled to voice their opinion. If you say that's not good enough, as long as if a player responded and said, yeah, you're right, or as long as it was constructive, I have no problem with it. It's when as long as it's not personal, and I always say,
yeah, it wasn't.
Like, if what you've just said, if you would say that to his or her face, then it's absolutely fine. Yeah, so the players, in my view, should have the right of reply. And again, as long as they are constructive and say something back that isn't personal and was something that would say back to your face, then to me, it's fine as well.
We couldn't understand it, but it was quite an aggressive manner, I felt. Just the body language was quite aggressive. And that's where I sort of took a little bit of, I don't think that is.
Yeah, if it is aggressive, then it's out of order.
Trev, what do you think?
I was just going to say, before I answer as well, were they players that have been there 3-4 years?
They've been there a long time. So that's what I'm saying. They've never really received any criticism since being at the club, have they?
Yeah, I agree. The same as what Chris said as well. The only thing I'd say, maybe from a Worthing fan point of view, is because you've done so well for the last, what, 3, 4, 5 out of 8 years, or how many to get up with the two promotions, that people expect more than you can give every time you step on that pitch, and forgetting that maybe as well Worthing are still part-time against, you had one full-time side in Ebbsfleet last year. You've got four this year, including Eastbourne, you know, that you're up against. So there's maybe that little bit. I mean, I've seen it a bit this year with our own fans that, you know, the last year was brilliant for us. This year's even better so far. But some forget where we were 3 years ago. Mm. And they're just occasionally you read things and watch things and you think, hang on, look, you know, as Dean always says, you've got to, you know, fight for the right to win every game. There's no guarantee people are going to roll over. And I think people are just that little bit on edge to you know, go possibly take it more personal than it, you know, than it should be. But
as yeah, said, but Jordan, I think none of us would ever have like personally insulted them. And if it is that you say, oh, wind your neck in, mate, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I often think, you know, heat of the moment. So I'm not really a fan of post-match interviews straight after games.
Ask Pete Chris, about that.
Chris, have a look at some of Dino's. Watch some of his. Really goes on.
Dino's, not just Dino. What about Mark White? He's Mark going off White, on the tangent.
There's a podcast to be had with his, just with his post-match interviews. But I think heat of the moment stuff, you know, an hour later, it would all be forgotten about, quite sure.
I'm sure it was. I'm Saturday was a good comeback for it.
The one thing I would say is that if those players have been at the club for a number of years, I would guess they would be familiar with you guys. You should be able to converse on a reasonable level.
Well, that's what I was surprised about because, you know...
Hold on. Did anyone hear what those players in question said?
No, it was quite far away, but... One of them was Target, and one of them was they did a halfway line, but they were proper. You could tell by the body language, Pete. They were shouting sort of the movements. And one of them, the latter one, he came quite close, but I couldn't quite hear because I was at the back of the terrace. But he was shouting at one of the guys right at the front row.
Right. But obviously, do you think they might have been annoyed with their own performance?
Well, yeah. I think it's the heat at the moment. I think
frustrated at it.
Because at first, one of them was putting his hands up saying, sorry, I'm sorry. And then it just flipped all of a sudden. It went from like 0 to 100. And it was like, oh, well, hang on a second. Calm down here, mate. Like, this is only... Gaz, what do you think about the matter? Like, what do you think about criticism? Criticism in a nice way. We're not saying you're an F in this, you're an F in that, you know. It was just always like...
If the person that pays my wages tells me that that was a poor performance, then I've got to take it. I have a right to reply. Like Chris said, you have a right to reply. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think, from what you're saying... It sounds like a whole lot of hearsay, to be honest with you. No one really knows what was said. No one really knows in what manner it was said. It looks aggressive, but I'm 6'4" and a big bloke. I can be laughing and joking and still look aggressive. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, if you don't know what's said...
A cuddly lad like you.
But, yeah, I think, like, anything could be construed as being aggressive if someone's throwing their arms around. Doesn't necessarily... Like, My boy looks aggressive when he's talking, but actually he's just gesticulating.
Yeah. Well, it's just I knew.
The difference being is, if you make a mistake in your job, your boss isn't going to call you out on social media, is he?
No.
But you say that it's a completely different. This is a completely different thing. It's just, you know, the relationship between football fans and supporters. We've all been in stands where we've heard effing and blinding, you know, you're crap, whatever, this, that, and that. But, yeah, you know, but it wasn't bad criticism, though. It was just like, it's not good enough.
Like Trevor said, some people need a reality check and remember where he came from. It's only our second season in this league.
Yeah.
You know, we are susceptible to defeats.
Mm.
Every team is.
But Pete, if you take your Worthing tinted glasses off, 3 away games in a row, 4 goals past you each time. Not ideal. That's not on.
It's not ideal, no, but you've got to look at a bigger picture. We're still doing okay. Mm-hmm.
Well, we still bounced back on Saturday, and I think that was the best response because I would have hated to have been on that coach losing again by 4 goals. There's a long enough journey as it is all the way down to Bath, but interesting.
You've also got to remember, you sold a goalkeeper in the summer who was arguably one of the best goalkeepers in the National League.
Yeah.
And you're adapting with a new goalkeeper. Yes, he's been there before, but he was there when they were playing in the Isthmian League. I don't know where he's been playing since.
He was at Brentford Bees.
Okay. So he's not been playing...
No.
He's not been playing first-team football, has he?
And we've lost our captain.
Yeah. So there's just got to be a little bit of perspective. But
100%. It was interesting to see your thoughts on it because, you know, I was surprised to see some of the reactions, you know, because I think the criticism was quite valid. It was not offensive. It was not valid. But to bounce back 2-0 on Saturday, I think, was the best response to sort of shut the fans up, and a really good performance from those players that maybe didn't pull their weight. It takes us into Steve for the FA Cup this weekend. Against Alfreton, which is another long journey up to sort of Derbyshire area. Pete, what are your expectations for that?
It's a game we can win, I think.
Mm. Yeah.
I've looked at the, I've been watching Alfreton's highlights and don't see too much to worry about.
Chris, have you heard much about Alfreton?
Yeah, they're a better organised team than we faced earlier in the season. There was two or three players missing when we played them early door. It was first game of the season, actually. Definitely a winnable game for you. Yes, there's another journey for you, but it's a decent draw to try and get to the second round. You know, if someone said to you in September or August that you go to a team that you're at the same level as you, perhaps not quite as on paper as good as you, for a chance to get into the FA Cup second round proper, you'd take it.
Yeah. Yeah, you would. I mean, we all hoped, didn't we, Pete? And, you know, when the draw came out, we were all kind of hoping for a Portsmouth, a Charlton, a Wickham or something like that. You know, one of the bigger teams in League One. But as you said, we win this round, 41 grand in the kitty. Into the second round, probably a good chance to be on TV because there's not going to be many non-league teams left at that time. It's an exciting time. And I think the result on Saturday really put us in good stead for a good performance on Saturday. The squad are travelling up the night before, which is something that they haven't done before. So that'll be interesting to see how that affects them. Hopefully they don't have too many beers and they enjoy being on lads on tour. You would hope not. Pete, you're not going up the night before.
Didn't do Shields any good when they travelled to Leek.
No.
The night before. Goodness.
It's awful performance. But let's see how it gets to us in the next round. Barnett. What are Barnett doing, Trev?
Hanging on the coattails. Just.
They're doing well, aren't they, Trev? Yeah.
But it'd be a heck of a something to catch Chesterfield. I think to be fair, but both us and Chesterfield have got more points than Notts County and Wrexham had at this stage last year.
So are we going to break that record?
Nah. Well, I mean, we're on course at the moment for 100 points. They're on course for more than that. That's still not going to win us the league. I think last time we went up with something silly like 86.
Yeah.
So we can't afford too many slip ups, to be honest. But we keep winning, minus two or three of our regular back three as well.
Yeah. Are you happy with the way they're playing?
We're creating enough chances in a game to hit five and six every week, but we're not taking them. And that's the one thing that came out in Dean's post-match after beating Oxford City on Saturday, that we're not that clinical. We haven't, we put four past Averley, which kind of we expected to in the cup replay, but beyond that, we haven't given anyone a really good hammering like Scunthorpe have given a couple of sides a good scene to the last couple of weeks. And that's the sort of thing that comes back to bite you. If it comes down to goal difference, that could be absolutely crucial.
You've got Kirsten Ashton in the FA Cup this weekend. Mm. How do you expect that to go?
If I'm right, Chris, they've lost their last two 1-0, haven't they?
Yeah, but they are a well-organised team. We haven't played them yet, I don't think. I don't think we have. My brain's gone. But from what I've seen, they're well-organised. They'll certainly give you a game. You're in for a tough game. But it's again, if you, in August, if you were given this scenario to get into the FA Cup second round proper, you'd take it. So very much ready. It's very much there to be taken.
Absolutely. I mean, we're 11 games unbeaten at the moment. Something like about 8 wins on the spin or something silly before we played Solihull, I think. We haven't lost a game at home yet this year. We can't really ask much more apart from just put some more flipping goals in the back of the net. That's really that's the only bit we're not doing as well with.
Trev, can I ask a question? Just playing devil's advocate, not wanting to count chickens and, you know, commentators curse, et cetera, et cetera. But should this run continue and you're likely to at least go up via the playoffs, is Barnet Football Club, as it stands now, ready for the Football League? Or there's still work to do?
Then
off the pitch?
Well, off the pitch, we've been a league club, so that wouldn't be a problem. On the pitch, I would say probably we wouldn't have to make that many changes. He's got such a strong squad, and a lot of those players dropped out of the Football League 2 years ago, season before last, to come to us. So I wouldn't envisage we'd have to make that many changes. And when you look at the constant look at the bottom of League Two, that's the same sides pretty much, bar Sutton and Harrogate have dropped into that this year. I mean, plus as well, we move up one level. It makes us more attractive. We're more attractive this year than we were last year. Yeah. Even if we don't go up this year, we're again that much more attractive than we were when we had Tim Flowers and Peter Beadle steering the
bus. I just wanted to make it clear, though, if you did get promoted, you'd be banned from this podcast.
I would, wouldn't I? That's fine. I'll go and set my own up, my Football League one up. But and then maybe in the future, you guys might actually be able to join me.
Oh, here he goes. Let's sound clip that and then play it at the end of the season.
I could moonlight.
And Barnet inevitably have their end of season form. So it'd be interesting to see two of the teams in the FA Cup this weekend. Gaz, what have you been up to lately, mate?
I went on holiday.
Oh, here he goes. Yeah. Football-wise.
The part-timers have been away on holiday.
Yeah, I went on holiday. And then I went to Largs for the weekend.
As Pete said, I've done well really since I've been back. I've been 3 out of 3 for Worthing. Since I've been back a week, I've been quite well.
You're at Lancing. Lancing
at the weekend, yeah.
We were.
Yeah, absolutely piss wet through.
I got wetter yesterday at Wick.
Yeah, but...
I was surprised Wick was on, mate. I couldn't believe it when you checked in.
Yeah, do you know what? I think watching on... The forecast and how much rain was due to come down and what had already come down. And although, to be fair, the pitch doesn't waterlog that bad. There used to be one bit in front of the seated stand that really used to hold the water. The rest of the pitch, not too bad. But when I checked it on Saturday night, they said pitch fine, pitch playable. No, nothing about a pitch inspection in the morning. Again, being 11 o'clock kickoff and only just up the road anyway, even if we'd have got there and it'd been off, was okay. But it started, but it didn't finish. Got to, I think, just after 65 minutes, I think. And Mark Spence had to call a halt to it because the ball just wasn't...
It was called off in there. I didn't realise.
It was abandoned. And the following one after that, Billingshurst, they had people forking and sweeping water off the pitch. And they played the full 90 there, but it's a shame for their groundhopping weekend that it coincided with an absolute Sussex deluge. But we got football on Saturday, didn't we, Gaz?
Yeah, we got football on Saturday. Decent game as well.
And a good attendance.
Yeah, 200 and...
No,
do you think that was because of all the postponed fixtures in the Sussex area? Yeah. Let's go to nearest 3G pitch.
Yeah. There wasn't much available. It was Lance in New Haven or Dorking, I think, wasn't it? So
yeah, pretty much it.
Lance, go and tap up Mark White for a free ticket.
No, I'm doing that next week.
There we go. Good, fair play. Enjoy it.
At least he's honest.
Yeah. Well, he did say it. He did actually say. So it's not like he's hiding or anything. Mark, anytime you want to come to let him know.
And,
I'm sure he will one time, but I can imagine that in the next round of the FA Cup, Worthing Dorking, it'd be typical, wouldn't it?
Well, not for this year.
Sorry, the trophy.
We're playing them tonight in the under-18s in the FA Cup.
Oh, really? Mm. How are we doing so far? Or have we not
Ain't got a clue.
There we go. So FA Cup this weekend, guys. I think one of the things we've got to talk about is the ridiculous... I mean, it is ridiculous and it isn't. Horsham, which is a club close to us down here in Sussex, have been forced to go all the way up to Barnsley on a Friday night, not even on TV, because Sheffield Wednesday and Rotherham are playing at home on the Saturday. But their big day in lights is kind of being dampened because no TV reward. And how do you think of that? I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah, the fact of what Horsham are missing out on, the fans, even, you know, are the players going to be able to get 2 days off work, you know, to be able to go up? I mean, I think I saw, might have been in the non-league paper yesterday, that they expected they were going to take 600 up with them. Now they think it's going to be 300, just literally because of that movement from Friday instead of Sunday. Would have been absolutely no problem.
South Yorkshire Police again, eh? There we go.
They've got a history, apparently, haven't they?
No, it's bloody Horsham. I can't imagine Barnsley and Horsham having a scrap outside the ground.
No.
I mean, no. I just think, could they not have even made it to Sunday? I mean, even the Sunday would have been better.
Yeah, that's what they've asked for. You know, why not Sunday? It's just, there's no reason for it to be played on the Friday night. It's just...
Well, it's time and a half for the police, isn't it, on a Friday night? Double time on a Sunday, so...
That's why it's cheaper. I was down Worthing tonight discussing something, and we were saying about the FA Cup second round, if we got through. And inevitably, if we got through and got a favourable draw, it would probably be on TV. So there's no guarantee that we'd be at 3 o'clock on a Saturday, because it'd probably be on TV. Friday night, Sunday, Saturday tea time. Or Sunday, is Saturday early as well? Is there Saturday early FA Cup?
Yeah.
So, you know, it, and I think it goes on to the fact that I'm just going to read an excerpt from what I put in our group, which I saw about Sheppey. Who are playing Walsall on Friday, and ITV have chosen it as their television. So ITV want 18 cameras in the ground. So 6 lorries and trucks are taking up the ground at the whole public car park at Sheppey, which they're lucky to have a car park, because I don't know what to do with Worthing, because there's no bloody car park there at all. Extra floodlights, because they're not up to TV standard. The ground capacity has been set at 1,400 for everyone. So that includes the police, TV, firemen, everything else. FA have 100 tickets for sponsors and their own. Walsall have only got 170 tickets for their fans, because 50 tickets are by supporters and by sponsors and club officials. Inside the ground has to be repainted, including the away dressing room. Clubhouse bar is only going to be accessible for dignitaries and VIP guests. They've got to put new toilets in, because the block is in the away end and the game has to be segregated. They have to hire in food bar, so Walsall fans have access to food. 2 new bars are being installed for the game, had to go behind the 2 ends of the ground. And Walsall are travelling down overnight, which any team would, and they have to pay for overnight travel, and it's 15 quid entry. Now, this is it. If Sheppey don't win, which is probably quite likely, I mean, I know, Trev, this will go into that in a minute. We kind of wasn't upset. they're going to get no money out of the FA Cup at all, are they?
Well, they're
getting
£100,000 TV money, so... You know,
I thought it was 50, Chris. 50 each. Yeah, 50 each, yeah.
100 split, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, so...
But you think everything that's got to be paid for out of that?
Mm.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a completely different subject, but look at the Christmas Eve fixture that's been announced by the Premier League. Absolutely. It's for the armchair fan, not for the real fan, as we all love non-league. Now,
see what I was going to say, you know, that the whole thing that you've just read out, the worst thing for me is the fans, and if they're giving tickets away to dignitaries or whatever you want to call them, corporate, I think that's an absolute disgrace.
Mm. It's stopping time the real fans. Take any notice, isn't it?
Yeah,
but it's what you get for touching, you know, rubbing shoulders with the pro game.
Late,
you rub shoulder. That's what you get. Obviously, it reminds us that we are fortunate in non-league to not have to put up with that kind of nonsense very often. But it's what you have to put up with if you want to raise your profile and rub shoulders with the pros.
I just think it's so bloody awful. I mean, Trev, you do you know Sheppey's ground? Do you know it?
No, I've never been, actually. But
I know you're involved in a lot of Kent non-league football.
Yeah, it's better than it used to be. Now they've got the obviously, once you put the 3G service down, same as like it is at Newhaven Cas, isn't it? It looks absolutely lovely.
Yeah.
Around the outside. So it's a lot better, a lot more improved than it ever was. I know that it'd be quite a bog.
But I've even seen on social media this week, there's so many fans saying, I've only just been able to get a ticket. And you've got, you know, regular fans. And another problem with the FA Cup is the Johnny Come Latelys, you know, which is fine. You know, you want your local, like, you know, look at when Crawley played Man United in the third round. I think 10,000 or so Crawley, people living in Crawley or casuals went up. And, you know, they only get like a 2,000 a week or something like that. I think Worthing beat them quite a lot of the times in the fit sort of a capacity sort of stakes. But, you know, it's part of the sort of draw of the FA Cup, and you know what's the famous saying, the glory of the FA Cup or something, you know, the glamour. And I just think it's such a shame for clubs like Sheppey. I mean, but at least they're getting something out of it. But Horsham are getting absolutely nothing out of it. Yeah, they get their travel and transport paid for, but the fans don't. The fans, you know, they did make it. Was it Carlisle 2 years ago? They got in the first round, which was a really good experience for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's a hell of a journey, isn't it? They haven't been very lucky, have they?
One of the Bath fans said to me on Saturday, they're actually quite glad we beat them in the FA Cup because Bath to Alfreton would have been even longer than we're doing.
Just to add to that, I just had a look at Sheppey's attendances this season at home.
Yeah.
And they've had 746 against Lancing, 650 against Horndean, 1,200 against Billericay, 550 against Sittingbourne. Herne Bay was 198.
Kent Derby as well.
Burgess Hill, 278. I don't know. I've just got home attendances. Herne Bay, Burgess Hill, 278. Kennington was 270. Phoenix Sports, 177. And Midhurst and Eastbourne was 265.
So they've had a massive bump in crowd numbers after the first few games of the season.
Yeah, so from sort of the 23rd of September, they've gone over 500.
Which is healthy attendances for them.
Yeah.
But it's that level.
What I'm trying to get at, though, is yes, the attendance that's been reduced, but obviously there's a lot of extra people that don't normally go.
Yeah.
Like you were saying earlier, like a lot of people there that don't normally go, who are going to be taking up tickets.
But this will be an interesting point, Gareth, as you said. Like, how would a club like Worthing manage that? Because, you know, people that just buy tickets as and when they come, but they're regular, they might not be season ticket holders. Season ticket holders is easy. You can give them a pre-sale code. But how do you look after the regulars? Like, say for example, Worthing got to the third round, drew Man United at Woodside Road. You know for an actual fact that would sell out in an instant. You know any Premier League team. You know, imagine if it was a local one against Brighton or something like that. You know, it would sell out in an instant, especially at Woodside Road. Unfortunately, there's no real way, is there? Because I know games like, for example, if I go to Charlton, I get points on my ticket. So when I went to the playoffs, I got added into a certain round of ticketing that I could buy a ticket at a certain stage. But non-league clubs don't have that facility to do so, do they?
No, but there's got to be something somewhere because obviously Worthing, use them as an example because you can buy your ticket online in advance. If you buy it online in advance, that should go, maybe that put that towards, not like a point system, but you've been this many times, they can release it.
There'll be a database, I'm sure, wouldn't there? I'm sure there'll be a database.
Yeah, there'll be something somewhere.
Yeah, you like to be, but we've got to get past the first round first. But anyway, FA Cup, interesting. It's going to be a good weekend of football. Chris, what league fixture? Have you got a league fixture this weekend? Or have you got a weekend off this?
We play table-topping Tamworth on Saturday.
That'll be an interesting match. What do you think you're going to get from that? Do you think it'll be a tough one?
Oh, of course. They're flying. They're riding high, Tamworth. They're on the crest of a wave. But so are we at home, so it's going to be a cracker. I'm really, really looking forward to it. This is what it's about.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
We're looking forward to it.
That'd be good. Be interesting. I think that will give you a right flavour of what's going to sort of come to the second half of the season, especially
nobody expected Tamworth to be where they are. Everyone was expecting Scunthorpe to be, 10 points clear, and it hasn't happened. And Tamworth themselves are well clear at the moment. Will their bubble burst? Well, let's hope South Shields can put a little bit of a little dent in their run. Really looking forward to it, though. Really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it'll be good to see. And hopefully a win for you and close that gap on the top of the table.
Very much so.
Guys, so we have noticed this week, moving on from our clubs and stuff, that kind of joked a little bit. There's been a few handbags, if we're allowed to say that term, on social media. Pete wrote a blog for Rebel Yell tonight about keyboard warriors and people taking to social media to sort of vent their frustration. Trev, you've cast a fishing rod this week and had a few bites as well, haven't you?
I've had a few crackers this week. Yeah.
I know in the past, Chris, you've had a few sort of run-ins on social media as we have on, you know, Worthing.
Oh, saying that, Chris got called out. Somebody.
On the last episode.
Saying it's not very good, Chris, that you said you would have punched a referee in the last podcast.
So, Chris, do you want to apologise to that listener?
No.
Pete put him on the spot there.
Sorry, Chris.
That's all right.
He just reminded me that was all. Keep, you know, someone saying, "Oh,
be polite." This chap's a regular listener, so let's just be.
And he's a Barnet nice. Fan.
That doesn't do him any favours, but he's and a regular what? Listener.
Mm-hmm.
And he interacts.
And if I've offended someone, I'm sorry, but you know, I said what I
there
said.
There you go. He's apologised. Move on.
There we go. We're talking about heat in the moment things. You know, the same as earlier. As I'm criticising Worthing players and stuff.
What context was that comment?
It was the last episode. I haven't fully listened to it yet.
I haven't. You've had like 2 weeks, James.
I'm such a busy guy, mate. You'd have to ask my PA.
He was still about a referee and you said you'd have punched him yourself or something.
I can't remember.
It was a couple of weeks ago.
But if I've offended somebody, I'm sorry. I never meant.
No, I don't know. Don't worry about it, mate. I think it was just. It's an opinion. It's his opinion versus yours, and yeah, that's what we'll get on social. But anyway, moving on from that, Chris says sorry if he's offended someone, but it's all said. You're a regular listener. You know, we appreciate you regular, but you know, sometimes opinions differ. We differ in opinions on this podcast, and you know, that's just the way football fans are like. Sometimes I'm sure Chris, if he came to it, he wouldn't be going and punching a referee in the face, would he, Chris? Well, okay, we're definitely moving on now. Anyway, keyboard warriors, handbags at dawn. Trevor, who have you upset this week?
Who hasn't been upset?
I haven't upset anyone.
Go on, put it into context.
Well, which one should I start with first?
With a Walsall, the clueless, oblivious Walsall fan who hasn't got a clue what he's going on about.
Walsall three out
and he was embarrassing Walsall fans as well, wasn't he?
Yeah.
All right, okay, we start with Walsall then. Yeah, obviously, because I come from Kent, lived there my entire life, by the 17 years I've been down here in Sussex, I want Kent clubs to do well, always will do, apart from Gillingham. So whenever a Kent club does well in the FA Cup, I'm quite happy to root for them. The fact they're a non-league club, even better as well. So I just I think I only reposted something that they'd tweeted, and I just said, "Oh, I'm hoping next Friday for an upset." And then a Walsall fan decided to jump on and start giving it large. As per the norm, it's always someone without a profile picture of their face. It was one of the beach, which was lovely. I couldn't even tell where the beach was. It certainly wasn't Bognor anyway.
It wasn't Walsall.
It wasn't Walsall either. And then a couple of, funny enough, I think on the Friday, a couple of his fellow fans actually jumped on and told him to stop making an embarrassment out of himself, which was fantastic.
He was embarrassing.
He was, and you know what was even great was he obviously hadn't read my bio to find out who I support, because he just naturally assumed I supported Sheppey because I reposted something, and the amount of stuff I repost and share every day on Twitter or X or whatever you want to call it is rather an immense amount of stuff, I do have to say, but you know, I do that because someone else might miss it, so they catch it off the mic. And they've seen it just more for information purposes. And then it carried on to Saturday as well. And luckily, I had the week off last week. So I thought, I'm just going to keep on toying with him. If I'd have been at work, I'd have gone, right, I'm shutting that down straight away. I ain't got the time to deal with idiots.
I had a little play around with him as well.
Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, though, is that obviously I can go into groups and stuff like ours on other different ones I've got on WhatsApp and just sort of like go, here you go, lads, pile in on this one as well. And then boom. Before you know it, his phone's blowing up because he's got 17, 18 people tweeting him at once. So he was the first one.
It was even better when Walsall went 1-0 down, wasn't it? I think.
And lost as well on Saturday to Mansfield.
Yeah. So he didn't come back to me after that, though.
Big Walsall did lose on Saturday. But so did Sheppey. We'll balance it up. So Be an interesting game on Friday night. And then before him, I think I had a couple of Chesterfield, I call them fans, but they're not. Again, people with no, not single profile picture to their name. Wanted to tell quite a few of us Barnet fans after Tuesday night when we drew with Solihull that Chesterfield have already won the title. Which the last time I looked, it's not won in October, it's won at the end of April, I think it is, when the season finishes. Mm-hmm.
And have you screenshotted that to publish to him if it happens and set yourself a reminder on your phone?
No, I'm not interested in stuff like that because I'll just put it out there in April and go, I told you so. Same as hopefully I'll get to do next Friday evening. And then the one in between that one was Adam Summerton, who commentates on the National League games on TNT all the time, quite often puts up a good...
And PNLP podcast friend.
He is indeed. Often puts up how strong the National League actually is. You know, and just throws more argument towards three up, three down, and some I don't even know. I think Stevenage actually, this guy supported, which funny enough, they came all the way through non-league to go up to League One, so they've got their roots all the way back through. So he wanted to jump on and just basically give no argument, and I've got no problem with someone putting their opinion across in an argument, but make it an argument. Don't just chuck it out there with nothing to back it up, which literally all three of them have done all week. So
what did that last one say then, the Stevenage?
Well, basically, you know, the top three at the moment in League Two are Stockport, Notts County and Wrexham. Three of the four clubs that went up in the last 2 years. Hartlepool obviously dropped back down after spending a year up there after winning the playoffs. But, you know, the argument is no club has ever got relegated straight back to the National League after winning promotion. Never. Only two sides have ever gone straight back up the first year after they've come down. Now, his argument basically was, well, if you open up another relegation place, that opens up the possibility of one of those clubs going down. But it's gone from one up and one down to two up, two down, and still nobody wants to get relegated straight away and go back down. So his argument was just a little bit wet, really, and arguing just for the sake of it. He couldn't come up with any reason why it should be three up, three down. And the fact that every club can sustain themselves in that division, you know, just literally says it all. And actually, to go back to the Walsall point, I did make a point to that fella as well, that Barrow, Salford, Crawley, and AFC Wimbledon are all in front of Walsall, who were, of course, non-league clubs. I rest my case, my lord.
Why do you think it is getting worse, keyboards and online? Because it is getting really, really bad now again. Yes, it's the modern day of, you know, chatting with your mates down the pub. But, you know, when it gets like abusive, it's almost pathetic.
The people that give abuse online are the type of people that just stay out of the way and face, they'd never give it face to face.
No,
never.
No,
never.
And I mean, to be fair, none of it was abusive. I've got to say, at one point, what did the bloke went to clown? I think the Walsall guy, and I went, "Oh, there we go. No substance to your arguments, and now you've got chuck insults in." None of them. I wouldn't say any of them have been abusive. And I will put out actually, the best debates I had this week were with referees on Twitter. Mm-hmm. They were the most sensible. They were the most putting their point across against mine, which then gave me something to go back with, rather than me having to almost, like you say, get the fishing rod out and just keep reading them in because there was no other point.
Not the silly refereeing account that Pete had a run in with earlier in the season. What was that one called again? Ref Pete, what is that one?
Ref support.
That's it. Yeah.
No. Just a couple.
He was just a troll in himself.
I think a referee put something up. And I'd just gone back and went about the consistency. And then another referee came on and went, what was it? No, it might have been, it was something else. How do you define, I can't remember whatever the point was. And like my yellow card might not be someone else's yellow card. And I said, no, that's fine, fair enough. I said, when it comes to a foul, I said, that's going to be judgment of what you think out there compared to what I think in the stand. 100%, that's going to be different, but I said, if a referee's not booking a player for the kicking the ball away, the time wasting, the stand. I said every referee should be doing that. I said, and that's where my consistency bit, you know, comes into it. Because that happened last Tuesday night when we played Solihull. You know, the referee let it go and let it go and let it go. Just book them. Just get it done. Get it sorted. They're going to carry on doing it. And, you know, Dean Brennan said quite often enough, actually, what he would like is referees to spend more time around clubs and understand how a game works. Because Tuesday night when we played Solihull, they came just to sit in, manage the game, not exert themselves. That's exactly what they did. We were going hell for leather because we want the 3 points. And the referee managed that to possibly his expectations, not the expectation of everyone else in that stadium. So, I mean, I'm not sure if the Premier League referees go in beginning of the season and the Football League referees do. They have like one session with all the new law changes and everything. But
yeah,
I fully get his point, you know, a little bit. But again, the most sensible debate I had was with referees this week. The rest of them were clowns.
Yeah. I think sometimes they just want a reaction, don't they?
Wouldn't catch me having a mass debate with a referee.
Oh, here he goes.
Never.
Do you know what's really bad?
Sure
is that
get triggered soon.
That was going through my brain, but I didn't think it was appropriate to say it.
Yeah, there you go.
When Pete and James are on, it's always appropriate.
Hey, I've been very good tonight. I've behaved myself. It's not over yet. It's not over yet. I'm sure something will come out. But yeah, it's we've got to get used to it, haven't we, guys? Because it just happens all the time.
Well, you posted something in the group earlier. Seems like two clubs are having a pop at each other now on social media. And it's like, you know, I think that's just so unprofessional.
It's pathetic, isn't it?
It's so unprofessional.
To say that as well, Pete, though, when you see what some clubs actually tweet on their match day in game tweets, you read it and you go, hang on. I mean, I did Wicks at Step 6 for 2 or 3 years. Some of the stuff I've seen clubs put out in what they've added and that, I've looked and go, I've never done anything like that, because you're reflecting on that club. You know, and I've looked at a few, like, you know, when I've referenced back things to put in my blog and stuff, and I've looked at it and gone, I'm like, why have you written that? Just like, that line would have been enough. Don't need to add those extra words in. It just looks a little bit, for want of a better word, it looks tin pot.
Have you seen Burgess Hill's Twitter account as of late? Because ever since the sort of Coxie, I think they've gone quite unprofessional on their match day account. I think they're quite almost immature on a match day.
That actually, the immaturity bit is probably actually the right word for it. That's what some of it looks like. And I think, you know, and I've even seen it at National League South level in clubs as well. And I'm like, you're getting to the point now where you're stepping the wrong side of the line. You can probably just about get away with it, Step 3 and 4. But when you get into that National League 3 divisions, you're actually almost stepping into the professional game, even though your club might still be semi-professional. And I've looked at a couple and gone, really? Just really?
You know, it's strange.
You know, I don't want to sit there and freaking call it out on Twitter, but you know, I can't be the only one that's looked at it and gone, blimey. It's like, you know, someone had a bit of juice at half time to stick that one out there, but you know.
Yeah, it's a strange scenario, and I just don't think anything's going to change, do you?
Probably not.
Is it to try and get the viral tweet? Is that what it is? Is it sort of this social media generation?
I don't know, because I put one out and it had 53,000 views. It wasn't intending it to have anything like that. I just put it out there to go, because I thought, how can you charge that for that? And all of a sudden, bang.
Again, there was a couple of keyboard warriors on that, weren't there? So
yeah, there were. You know, but to be fair, I've got to say, if I can't be bothered, I won't entertain it. I'll just, you know, shut it down, because I couldn't give a monkey's what anybody says on, you know, on social, as far as I'm concerned. I use it for my purpose, not for their benefit. You know, simple as that. But if I fancy having a bit of a fishing rod moment, I'll stick a couple of worms on the end of it and see what nibbles.
Yeah, I've made my own rule now. On a Saturday evening, I don't tweet after I've had a few.
Yeah, yes, you do.
I don't.
The amount of times you've gone on the Rebel Yell account when you've been annoyed at a referee and you've got some incoherences. No,
that one was
twice. You've done it twice.
That one was a sober. That was a sober rant. That was. But still, if I've had a few beers, I'll stay off Twitter and stuff like that. I'll be like, what? Yeah,
because do it on the Sunday instead.
Yeah, do it on the Sunday instead when you've got a clear mind. You can think about what you're going to put.
Yeah, that's the way to do it.
But it's a funny one, isn't it? And I don't think the social sort of revolution is going to change. And, you know, it's probably the invent of teams like hashtag and that are causing all of that.
Ooh, controversial.
Controversial.
Well, hashtag controversial.
Hashtag, literally. I think there's some sad news we have to touch on before we start wrapping this podcast up, is that Gloucester City lost all their away kit last night because the kit man's home caught a light from the tumble dryer, which is tragic. And seeing the photos, horrible to see. Scary.
Mum's in hospital as well, isn't she?
Well, I think the worst thing is, regardless of a bit of kit, the poor bloke's probably got no house to live in.
Yeah, that's right. I've seen the photographs. It looks horrific.
Mm, doesn't it? Yeah.
His home is just ruined. It's just dreadful. Absolutely terrible.
Yeah, it's I always find fire. Well, I think it's one of those sort of things that just scares me, because something so small can completely obliterate a house. I mean, do you see that fire at Luton Airport a few weeks ago? Mm. One car started a massive thing. It's ruined hundreds of cars, completely taken down a block. I mean,
electric car battery blowing up.
Is that what it was?
Apparently.
Yeah, hybrid, I think it was, wasn't it?
Was it hybrid? Yeah. It's scary, isn't it? But good luck to Gloucester. The FA Trophy draw came out today. As we were sort of saying off air, and we said earlier, I think we got another blimmin' West Country draw against Froome. How do you say it? Froome, I think.
Froome.
Pete, how do you think it's gonna go to that?
I think we'll go on the coach.
Of course you will. You get it for free. You're not exactly going to drive yourself or get a train, are you? Yeah. Do you reckon we're going in the second round?
I hope so. I don't know much about Froome, to be honest. I've never had reason to look, but they're in the
South Central Premier.
Yeah, South Central Prem. So yeah, it'll be a test. But
a new ground to tick off.
But I think tied around those, yeah, we'll talk here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Well. You got Dartford Maidstone as well.
That's true.
That's a biggie. A lot of rivalry there.
They don't like each other, do they, much?
Nah.
I think that's one of the only ones they segregate, they were saying when we were up there, apart from us. But they segregated us because we had their old goalkeeper, which is, not their old goalkeeper, Luque, who's their old player. And we thought they're going to start fights, which is weird.
Mm. We were saying off air, though, weren't we, though? There's a lot of National League North and South clubs playing against each other all the way through the draw. Loads of them.
Yeah.
I think Chris Stortford would be happy, wouldn't they?
Oh, they got a localist draw.
Local draw, yeah.
What they got?
St Albans.
Oh, yeah.
It's the closest match of the season for them.
I did put it in the group earlier, Trevor.
Yeah, no, I'm just reading the.
Yeah, it's also in tiny little font.
So I'm reading for everyone. But I mean, like, you got Warrington and Blythe, Southport and Shields, obviously Maidstone and Dartford and Yeovil and Torquay were mentioned. Wellingham got Taunton, Slough got Farnborough, Dover got Weymouth.
That's a long one, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but there's just so many ties. If they'd have pre-drawn it so that the National League North and South sides were either home or away and the rest got drawn around it and whatever was left is what's left, you'd have just come away with, I don't know, a bit more of a draw that's not so lopsided. But on the other side of it, though, we found last year when we got to the semi-finals as Barnet that a lot of the sides played each other, like the National League sides, on the way through. So they were constantly knocking each other out.
Yeah.
And that's when you think, actually, might have a bit of a chance here. So it can work in your favour, I suppose, but you just think, oh, we're already playing them twice in the league, now we've got to play them again.
I can't seem to get myself up for the FA Trophy. I don't know what it is. I really don't. because it was a competition that I would have, again, you know, a few years ago, would have taken your hand off to be in. But I don't know.
What finals, Chris? That's when it comes alive.
Yeah, yeah.
I think we had Plymouth Parkway at home. Then we had Solihull away, Torquay away, Maidstone away in the quarters, and then Gateshead in the semis. So not until it sort of got to Maidstone did I sort of think, well, actually, because this one that inspiring before that.
Yeah.
Either, but
I think it's, when you look at the, probably the disparity in prize funds probably doesn't help. Because the winners in the second round proper win £3,750.
Yeah.
That, whereas I think it's I think we said it was like 50 odd grand, wasn't it, for the FA Cup in the second round?
Yeah.
Is it 50 grand in the second round?
I can't remember. It's something like
something
that.
Something like that. Yeah.
It's about 40 for the first round winner.
Yeah. And you know that they're going to have a bigger turnout as well, and you know you're going to get TV in the FA Cup second round, aren't you, probably, if you're a non-league side.
Mm-hmm.
yeah
but it'll be an interesting it'd just be interesting to see where the next rounds go, because you know, for example, for a club like Worthing, if we get through to the next round of the FA Cup and the trophy, we're going to start fixture piling, aren't we, and it's going to be that's when, you know, I would definitely take the league over the cup any day, would you?
Yes.
Mm, yeah.
The league's your bread and butter, isn't it? Every season. But it's what a cup run can bring to the club.
Would you take the league over nigh on, well, if you make it to the second round, over 100 grand in money?
Exactly why you like your cup run.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because, I mean, that's, you know, what was the team that played Spurs?
Marine.
They would have sorted themselves out for a few years with that run, wouldn't they?
They did.
They're going again this year, aren't they, Chris?
Yeah, they are.
Who've they got this weekend?
Oh, home to somebody.
Hold on.
Oh.
Carry on talking. Don't just stop.
I thought you had it ready there. I thought you were like Ram Man at the moment.
I was going to say, though, you know, we showed last year you can reach the playoffs and have a good FA Trophy run to the semi-finals, which didn't harm. I know we almost ran out of gas at the end, but
it's also a full-time team.
They're at home to Harrogate.
Yeah, that's a very good draw.
Yeah, I fancy that.
That'd be interesting. No, another sort of load of action. Chris, so you're not really arsed with it then?
No, not really. I think Trev says, I think it gets a bit later on, but away to Southport, having played them in the league the Saturday before away, it was a toss-up between which game I would want to win. Definitely the league game. You want to win both games, of course, but to me, it's all about the league. The FA Cup's very important. I think every club at our level should really take the FA Cup seriously, purely for the money and the kudos and the exposure, which you simply don't get in the FA Trophy. You just don't get it. The VARs is very different, because the VARs is a competition where clubs who are further and further down the pyramid can get to Wembley, where our levels now, not wanting to be elitist, but it just doesn't feel the same for me anyway. I don't know how other people feel, but for us, that VAR, when Shields won the VARs in 2017, the VARs run was magic. Because Shields were on the... It was only the second year of the new regime, and it was a fairy tale. It was an adventure, and it was great to be a part of it. Where now, it's just not the same.
No. Well, plenty of shocks, I'm sure, will be in the making over the next few weeks in the FA Cup and the trophy.
Come on, Sheffy.
I think you do have to put some form of tweet out if you win, if they win. Sorry.
I think you tag him in it as well. I'll do it if you don't.
All right, keyboard warrior.
Here he goes. What games are we going this weekend? Obviously, we know where me and Pete are going, that long trip to Alfreton. Trev, where are you up this weekend?
Tunbridge Wells and Glebe, or New Haven and Pagham tomorrow night. Depends on the weather.
Tomorrow night is in Saturday night, or are we looking at Tuesday?
No, as in that's in Tuesday. Sorry,
so he's already been. Was it a good match?
Already been to
was it a good match?
Probably.
Yeah, or was it a crap match?
Well, they're both cup matches, so
depends if I can edit it and see where it comes out.
Could be AI. A penalty shootout on either version. And then Saturday, hopefully, Dorking Dagenham.
Fair play. We know Tamworth for Chris this Saturday. Big top of the table clash there. Be interesting to see how you do. Gaz, anything for you?
Potentially New Haven tomorrow.
Was it a good match?
Yeah, lovely. Yeah, really, really good. Pissed
did the weather stay
rain,
off?
Though. No, oh, okay. No.
Or was it really sunny? It was sunny, wasn't it?
Chucked it down. Absolutely
then,
chucked it down.
And then it was snowy as well.
Yeah, it won't be sunny because it gets dark at 5:30, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, Pete, it's called editing and it's trying to be funny. I mean, it might
you
be lost on you.
Picture of a ferry, Gaz.
There'll be a picture of the ferry because it'll be all lit up, won't it?
Oh, it overlooks the ground,
yeah,
doesn't
it?
Then,
yeah.
There you go. Are you going to use those funky graphics I gave you?
I used them at the weekend.
Oh, did you? Well, it shows how much attention I pay to it. Sorry.
Yeah.
How bad. Well done.
You could. I don't know. You could chip in with a bit of social media action and actually.
Sorry, I was so cold. Some... Yeah, but I don't want to take the glory away from you. Imagine how confusing it would be, like if it was like two games going goal. Yeah,
imagine how good it would be if we actually got four games all tweeting at the same time.
Roving well, actually, reporters. Pete could do it. He's in the commentary box. He could easily update it quite easier than me standing in the terrace.
No, you couldn't. You stand on a terrace.
Yeah, actually, we have seen the things that Pete has been infiltrating our group with. Those we do apologise for those pornography pictures that appeared in our Facebook group the last few weeks. I heard Pete logged onto our page from his computer. And do you remember the old days where you used to download illegal music on like LimeWire? I think Pete still got the viruses from those days.
I can't believe I'm getting the blame for this. I can assure all our listeners. But that has nothing to do with me whatsoever. And I've got the latest version of McAfee, so nothing gets through my...
Okay, we'll blame Chris then, yeah?
It's not for the want of trying, eh, Pete?
I know, I try to go on sites and he blocks me. He says, harmful content. I'm like, I only want to knock on air. What's the matter?
See, it's not even me this time. It's not even me. I'm trying to do a service to our listeners, saying apologies for the explicit content that seems to infiltrate our group. And Pete's talking about knocking one out. So I think we're going to knock him out in a minute and kick him from this conversation.
Don't say that. I got wrong for knocking one.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I'm not. I'm going to give Pete a cuddle instead, a kiss and a cuddle, and he can leave the room.
Give Pete a red card instead.
Yeah, we'll red card him. Any last bits and bobs before this?
Yeah, I got one more
down
thing.
The toilet.
One more thing.
If and that's not Pete's tissue.
If you are the scumbag Aldershot fan that took the GoPro a bunch of amateurs at the weekend, give it back. Literally give it back. No need to do that.
Do you know what, Gaz? The sad thing is about that is I did always wonder when I've seen this thing, it's going to happen one day. And I know it's really horrible, but I know I've got a GoPro. I know how expensive they are. They're not cheap. And, you know, that's not right because as we know, we've had him on the podcast before in the summer special. And that's not right, that. And they've just had a kid as well. So it's not going to be cheap to replace a GoPro. I'm sure he will have some form of insurance, but even so, yeah, it's going to put the premiums up and everything if he claims on it. It's just not right. And just all the shot, that's just scummy behaviour.
Somebody must have seen it. Somebody's got to have seen it.
Well, someone said that he's got two cameras in the goal, so surely they must have seen who's taken it.
Yeah, dob him in.
But I think he said that GoPro is the GoPro that started it all. That was his first sort of GoPro. So it's been through the journey for 4 years.
So it's like a memento for it. Yeah. As well.
Just give it back. Right.
Well, if they don't give it back, then let's just hope Aldershot do the right thing and give him money for another one, because I think that's only fair.
Yes and no. The Aldershot as a club didn't nick it, did they?
No.
Call him out. Yeah, that's all I can say.
Someone there difficult. Knows who it is.
The thing is, though, that away end is almost like a free for all, isn't it? It's not. It's quite sort of. No one's going to know where you stood. You can't really do anything.
But the thing is, yeah,
give it back.
Yeah, whoever nicked it, he would have been bragging to people.
Yeah.
We would have definitely been bragging to people.
Someone somewhere knows who it is, and I'm sure more than one person knows who it is. So. Just give it back to Aldershot and let Aldershot, you know, send it back. You know, don't be pathetic. It's not like BT Sport or something. I mean, it wouldn't be right even if it was TNT Sport, whatever it's called now. It wouldn't be right nicking anything anyway. But from a guy that does it out of sort of the love of football and, you know, he's a guy that makes a living from it, don't in this day and age especially, don't be sort of hampering his ability to... it just annoys me. I'm sure we should get Mark's view on that, because I'm sure the few swear words would be used against that Aldershot fan.
Unless he'd blame his players or his management team.
No, he'll blame Rich for putting the camera there instead. Rich shouldn't have put the camera there. It should have been fixed somewhere else. Rich's fault. He started to lose it, bless him, old Mark, but he keeps on brings the comedic value out. And those brilliant interviews, but we love him anyway. But yeah, bring it back, Aldershot fan. Or I wouldn't say fan, pathetic person. Anything else? Trevor?
Yep, it's Farnham Town, the only side still with 100% record in the
whole country.
We had three, four, didn't we? Two or three weeks.
Three weeks ago,
didn't we? Yeah, when we last recorded. So yeah, down for one.
Farnham Town is my local, my mate's local team, so I should tend to jump on the bandwagon. If he does not, he's a Chelsea fan, so it's probably more fun than watching Chelsea at the moment. Anyway, it's been a good episode, guys. Five of us again. Maybe it'll happen again one more time this season or not. But it's been a pleasure. Enjoy your weekend football. Please do share our podcast around. Tweet us on social media. Go on Facebook group. Do not upload porn like Pete does. And
check out our new graphics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gaz is probably going to only use, and probably not me. So there, on that bombshell, we'll be seeing you.
Bye-bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.